Thanks for finding Organic Matters once again. No matter where you find me, on one of the podcasts or a couple of the radio stations, you can always get in touch with me, natureapproved@yahoo.com, for any questions. And of course, tell your friends to find me at either bruce.dooley.com, if you know how to spell it, or organicmatters.info. That'd actually be better if you put www.organicmatters.info. To begin today, at least for this portion of the show, I'm going to talk about something that I've kind of had a thing about, I even do within my family, and that's the consider giving up drinking bottled water. And I'll give you the reasons why. And I've brought this up. I think you go back once a year, so I always at least talk about this so people can make a decision. Drinking bottled water is something that for years I was guilty of, and boy, I seldom, if ever, do it now unless it's almost an emergency. But many of us don't even know that it's something to really feel guilty about in the first place. As a matter of fact, if you look around, drinking bottled water has almost become a way of life for a heck of a lot of Americans. Part of the problem is people are often skeptical of tap water and think it's not as safe as drinking bottled water. Some people refuse to drink tap simply because they don't like the taste. The distaste for tap water doesn't have a lot of basis, in fact. Thanks to the Safe Water Drinking Act, almost all public tap water is at least drinkable, a lot of times delicious, and many times as safe or safer than any bottled water that you can buy. So I got to say, sometimes the sight of a really cold water bottle is just too tempting to pass up. Right, let's talk about that in a minute. It turns out that there are plenty of reasons to resist the temptation. There are literally a ton of really good reasons you should consider skipping bottled water altogether. Let's begin with the one I always start with, and that's that plastic bottles leach chemicals. You finally notice that plastic bottles become softer after they've been left in the sun or after repeated use. That means the plastic is actually in the process of melting down, especially if you do things like leave those bottles in your now car that's often over 100 degrees sitting around outside. Moreover, bottled water can sometimes taste a little plasticky, and that's not just a coincidence. Studies from several colleges and universities show that chemicals in plastic products do leach in and contaminate the container's content. The biggest culprit is a thing called BPA, bisphenol A. I've talked about it every year, an industrial chemical in plastics that acts kind of like a hormone and can actually impact the brain, especially of younger children and developing babies. And ironically, even plastics that are now labeled BPA-free because a lot of people are aware of it often still test positive for other dangerous chemicals. And in case you don't realize that a lot of bottled water already comes from the tap anyway. If you just watch, commercials for bottled water lead us to believe that they are H2O that is really coming sourced from the heavenly springs and have all sorts of healthy properties. However, looking into it, the reality looks a lot more like the inside of a factory. Today magazine estimates that up to 25% of bottled water being sold is actually just filled with tap water before it's being sealed. Words like purified or drinking water leads us to believe that the bottled water was filled at an oasis, but it's actually code for tap water. Many of the most popular and least expensive brands are truly guilty of this. As a matter of fact, in some studies, bottled water has actually been shown to be less safe than some tap waters. Tap water has to meet all kinds of standards, but bottled water does not, believe it or not. They don't have to adhere to the same regulations. Very strange to me. The lack of oversight on bottled water can actually make it less safe and more likely to contain harmful materials, a la BPA, among others, than water directly from your tap. In reality, bottled water has the reputation of being quote-unquote pure, but it's just an illusion. In reality, you have no idea how well that water has been treated or even its original source. Still, many people seem concerned about this and about the quality of their tap water, and opt for bottled water thinking that it's safer. However, this opinion about bottled water being more healthy is probably completely wrong in my estimation. The Natural Resources Defense Council, somebody that looks into this stuff, reports that a four-year review of the safety of the water industry found no evidence supporting that bottled water is by any means superior for your health. In other words, there's just absolutely no real benefit to buying like a $3 bottle of designer water. Weird. Just drink this stuff from the tap instead. Most of the time it's as safe, at least if not safer. What got me interested in even thinking of bottled water is that bottle production itself actually is a liability to our environment. Water aside, bottles still present issues for us and the environment we live in, especially when there's millions, if not billions, of them. The high demand for water bottles means that we use, listen to this, this is like 2020, I think, the latest information I can find. 17 million barrels of oil on a yearly basis just to make water bottles. This is the plastic ones now. This is a whole lot of non-renewable resources being used, and most of them are not renewable, unnecessarily for sure. Can we really afford to pour our petrol, if you want to call it that, or our petroleum products into making millions of plastic bottles? I once managed a company called Gardenville in San Antonio, Texas. We had 9 stores that I oversaw, but they got bought out by a landfill company. Believe me, landfills are full of water bottles. Water bottle production is only the beginning of the process in which the containers are beginning to kind of almost plague our planet. The Water Project estimates that there were over 2 million tons of PET plastic water bottles filling up our landfills, the last number I can find. For reference, PET is the nickname for plastics used in the thin, clear plastic bottles that most of us are familiar with. Now, they produced PET dust for a reason. Fortunately, PET bottles actually can be recycled. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 5 or 6 bottles ever makes it to a recycling bin. The rest are just taking up space and contaminating our precious planet we live on. It takes a whopping, listen to this number, folks, 450 years, as far as we can tell, for a plastic bottle to completely decompose. And to add to insult to injury, they call it, bottled water is really expensive. Tap water isn't technically free, but it's pretty doggone close if you consider the difference, especially compared to the expensive bottled stuff. Look at it this way. You have to spend money on your water bill every month, no matter what. So you've got your water. The amount you would drink is almost negligible. If you drink tap water, it costs you just a tiny fraction of your water bill. Bottled water costs a heck of a lot more. Food and Water Watch explains that bottled water can actually cost anywhere from 90 cents, 80 cents to $8.26 a gallon. Meanwhile, a gallon of tap water costs probably a little less than a penny. So if you do the real math, folks, that means bottled water is really like thousands of times, making up a number, more expensive than tap water. So why pay for something you can essentially get for nothing? And many of us don't know water bottle production itself wastes tons of water just to be produced. Like almost everything in the world, plastic needs a lot of water to be produced. It sounds a little counterproductive, but it takes a lot of water to make water bottles. In fact, it takes a lot more than the bottle could ever hold itself. In a study I heard from National Public Radio, I don't know the whole science behind it, so I won't say I did, but it was estimated that it takes about 7 bottles worth of water to make the container for 1 bottle of water that you'd go drink. Instead, you could just pour yourself a glass from the tap, or I'll give you some other suggestions before I end this part of the show. And at least here in the United States, municipal water goes through a lot of tests before it can pour out of your tap. The EPA is responsible for ensuring our tap water is safe and contaminant-free thanks to the Safe Drinking Water Act. Some cities even require that water is tested up to 100 times a month. And if you're on a well that you have any concern about, almost everywhere, I guess everywhere I've ever been in the nation, very inexpensive, sometimes even free, to have your water tested as often as you might want, just to make yourself feel confident about how clean your tap water is. My recommendation, folks, for everybody in the house, is get them a water container. I like glass. I'm not as much as I used to because I lost an eye. I'm more clumsy than I've ever been. So I've gone to stainless steel. The one I used is called the Clean Canteen, and it's not a canteen, but there's not hundreds, or rather thousands of alternatives out there now from a number of great companies that are reusable over and over and over, so you're not dumping anything into the landfill. It's very much cleanable. You can clean it as often and as clean as you want it, depending if that's a problem with you or not. And it's yours. It's yours to take with you, bring with you, have your water with you at any point. I don't even, with my stainless, leave the container in the car unless I just don't think about it, or if I go in for an hour or two. But the stainless steel should be okay at that. Glass containers are excellent, but again, there is, especially with younger kids, the problem of glass being glass. It can break and it can cause problems. So I think the stainless containers are probably the smartest idea. And there are some plastic ones now that are guaranteed BPA-free, pet-free, everything, some of the more expensive ones, but they're a lot more money. You can get a good stainless steel container now for $3 or $4 and bring your water with you everywhere you go. I actually have to make myself drink water. I'm the other way around. I don't drink enough water, and I know that. I'll kind of fix myself up. For instance, there's a company called Hint, H-I-N-T, that makes bottled water that has a little taste in it. Well, of course, it's $1 or $1.10. I think it's $1 even right now for each bottle. I take my same water, a few drops, you wouldn't believe how few, of lemon juice, lime juice, whatever the little flavoring is you might like. It sounds strange, but even a drop or two, a few of honey changes it. If you're not happy with the taste of your water, and that one drop of sugar is literally a calorie or two in the entire bottle. So think about that. Make your own bottled water. Save everybody a lot of money, save the environment a lot of headache, and you're probably drinking things that are as safe or safer than the bottled water you've been sitting in your car for days at a time. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.